Bible studies. We continue time, times, time. Tonight we're going to talk about times of refreshing. How many could use some refreshing? Amen. Open your Bibles with me to Acts chapter 3. Acts 3. Verse number 19. Luke writes, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Let's ask God's blessing upon the teaching of his word. Father, we thank you, Father God, for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here tonight to accomplish something in the hearts and lives of those that are in the sanctuary, those that are on Facebook, and those that are on the website, Father God. My prayer is that you speak to me, Father God. May the words that are spoken bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Amen. You know, when I was looking at this, the first thing he says is, repent, therefore. It calls for us to change. There's a change in our hearts. This calls for us to make the choice, And Ezekiel chapter 18, verse number 30. The prophet says, "Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be found your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye." You know, man, he looks on the outward appearance, but God, he looks upon our hearts. The prophet Isaiah gives us a charge in Hosea chapter 14. Hosea 14. Verse number 1. Again, the prophet says, "O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen from by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips." Amen. In other words, we're going to repent with our mouth, confess with our mouth. There's a confession. When we repent, we're asking God to forgive. Amen. Because we've had a change of heart. And every time, I don't know about you, but every time the presence of God shows up, where two or more are gathered in his name, the Lord convicts me of something and reveals something in my life. Amen. How about you? Does he do it with you? He says to you and I, and there's a command in Acts chapter 17. Acts 17. Verse number 30. The word of God says, "In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he have ordained, whereof he have given assurance unto all men, and that he have raised him from the dead." And that's speaking about Jesus and our trust in Jesus Christ. But our trust in Jesus doesn't give us a license to continue to sin. The Lord was showing me something. It's kind of interesting. He said, "Repent ye therefore and be converted." When there's a change of my heart, there's also a change of my mind. I'm not conformed to this world any longer. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, when God looks at you and I right now, he sees his son, Jesus. Amen. And we're covered. Amen. But there's going to come a time when Jesus' blood is removed from us, and what we're going to give an account for is what we did not repent of. Amen? Because we'll be open and naked before God. And he doesn't say that we'll lose our salvation at that time, but we'll be tried by fire, and it'll feel like we were almost. Okay? So, in other words, for me to, when I repent, to be converted means I've changed my heart, and I'm also changing my mind. The convert, to convert us, to teach us, in Psalms 51, go with me to Psalms 51. I guess you could go to Romans chapter 6, where he says, "Shall I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid." So to convert, there's not only a change of my heart, but there's a change of my mind. Amen? He says in verse 10, the psalmist says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." So with this, not only to teach, but to train. In Matthew chapter 18, here's what the Lord wants to impart to us tonight, because it's so important, especially for grown-up Christians. Jesus makes it simple in Matthew 18. He said, at the same time, verse number 1, came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of him. And he said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Now, what the Lord is speaking about here is childlike faith. A child will humble themselves before their parents or adults. And you and I need to stay humble. Amen. We need to come to him with childlike faith, trusting the Lord with all of our heart, leaning not to our own understanding, and all of our ways acknowledge him, and he's given direction to our path. And when he teaches us and trains us, then all of a sudden it begins to be a testimony to testify to others. In James chapter 5, James chapter 5, verse number 19. He says, "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins." Amen? And in other words, we're not here to judge our brothers and sisters in Christ, but we're here to encourage one another. Amen? This is a team effort. He says, "Judge not, lest you be judged." So we're not looking at other people's sin. We're leading by example, and we're encouraging them. So we find to change is a change of our heart. To convert is a change of our mind. That your sins may be blotted out is to clear the record. Amen? And when we repent, amen, all of a sudden there's a change of heart, which brings a change of mind, which brings a clearing of the sin to remove. And Luke chapter 24, Luke 24, verse number 47. The Word of God says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in the name, His name, among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. That repentance and remission. Listen to me. Without repentance, there's no remission. Hello? Without repentance, we're going to answer one day before the judgment seat of Christ. So to receive, in Acts chapter 2, verse number 38, a familiar scripture, the Word of God says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? For the remission of sins. Now, when we became a new creation in Christ Jesus, old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new, our slate was cleared as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered anyway, again. But it didn't give us a license to continue to sin. And that we all fall short, we all make mistakes, but the important thing is to repent. He said that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. As we're gathered together, we're asking His forgiveness. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises unto you and to your children and all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This is done to ratify, to ratify. And the Word of God says in Hebrews chapter 9, Hebrews 9, verse number 22. The Word of God says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. If it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't have this pardon. Amen? So what is the Lord saying to you and I tonight? The Scripture says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. God's come to send His word to change our hearts, to convert our minds, and to clear our record. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to stand before the Lord with crowns and not a box of sin things that are going to be burned up in His presence. I love what the prophet Hosea says in Hosea 10:12. He says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until He comes and rains righteousness upon you. And what the Lord is saying to us tonight is simply this, that if you've erred, repent, therefore, and be converted. In other words, I'm changing my heart to follow the Lord. I'm changing my mind. I have the mind of Christ. I've got to continually bring this mind under subjection. Amen? How many knows your mind wanders? How many know that when you're out in the world, your mind really wanders? Amen? And the Lord says if we repent, if we change our heart and change our mind, then He'll clear our record and give us a clean slate. Amen? I don't know about you, but that's pretty good. I love the times of refreshing of the Lord. I love the fresh rain of refreshing. Let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for Your word. We're grateful that You sent Your word here tonight to minister to our hearts and our lives. Father God, as You have spoken to our lives to repent, therefore, to be converted, that our sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And Your presence is amongst us tonight, Father God. And Your word has gone forth, Father God. And Father God, as the word goes forth, may we react upon it. If there's things in our life that are not pleasing to You, Lord, may we have a change of heart. If there's things that our mind has wandered, may we have a change of mind. And we thank You, Father God, that when we ask forgiveness, You remove it from us, Father God, not to be remembered again. So, Father God, as You're ministering on Facebook, continue to minister here to this body, and will never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.